This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Holding up the fake Time magazine cover posted on social media by the White House, where President Trump is depicted as a king, Governor Hochul and MTA leaders vowing to fight back against the federal move to stop congestion pricing. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, the response from the MTA and the governor was so fast. Obviously, they probably expected this. Governor Hochul and the MTA chair, General Lieber, had their response ready.
Within moments of receiving that letter, we responded with a lawsuit which says, number one, we're seeking a declaratory judgment that this is not proper. And number two, we're not turning off the tolls.
So what's New Yorkers' reaction to this latest twist? Zenya commutes every morning from Valley Stream to her food truck here at Rockefeller Center. She's really telling me what a lot of people do. She says, yes, traffic has been down, and that has been helping, but it's the cost.
My business is down since the congestion price about 40%, and not just my business. I have people from delis, restaurants. They come here in the morning and they complain. Restaurants down the block, they're closing.
So, of course, Susan, for years our listeners know congestion pricing has been a story. We've been taking so many legal twists and turns here, and there certainly are more ahead. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 49th and 6th.
As with other actions since Donald Trump was sworn in for a second term with this, we're also asking, can they do that?
Columbia law professor Michael Girard, a supporter of congestion pricing, said the legality of the order is questionable.
I don't think that Trump can unilaterally kill the program. The Federal Highway Administration approved it. The agreement that they signed said that the MTA can stop it, but it doesn't say the federal government can stop it.
Girard points to the program's initial benefits and said the federal government has no clear justification to end it.
The cameras are not going off. They won't go off unless a judge says they have to.
He said a protracted legal fight is likely to keep the tolls in place for some time. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The fate of the criminal case against Mayor Adams now in the hands of a federal judge who did not issue an immediate ruling.
Mayor Adams hustled down the steps of the federal courthouse and jumped into his waiting car without saying a word. But he had to answer questions from the judge at a hearing about the government's effort to dismiss the criminal charges against him. At one point, the mayor raised his right hand and swore under oath that he was aware that this prosecution could be brought at any time. He added, "I have not committed a crime and I don't see them bringing it back. I'm not afraid of that." Judge Dale Ho has reserved decision, but Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emil Bovee argued that the dismissal is predicated upon a presidential executive order and national security and makes the matter virtually unreviewable in court. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The mayor was indicted in September, accused of accepting more than $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions and travel perks from a Turkish official and business leaders seeking to buy influence when he was Brooklyn Borough president. He denies that and any quid pro quo with the Trump administration. Some local Republicans giving the Trump administration a what for. That's after 16 probationary staff members at the World Trade Center health program were fired as part of layoffs at the CDC. A letter to the White House was signed by Andrew Garabino, Mike Lawler, Nick LaLota, Claudia Tenney, Nicole Malliotakis, Nick Langworthy, and Chris Smith. 9/11 responder and longtime advocate John Feel spoke to 1010 Winds.
Well, I mean, whoever's making this a Republican or a Democratic issue really doesn't know what humanity means, what empathy means, knowing just the basic right from wrong. This isn't a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is about doing the right thing.
Both firings and layoffs amounted to a 20% reduction in the staff that administers the World Trade Center health program. There have also been cuts to research grants that determine whether additional illnesses should be added to the list qualifying for compensation. We are learning more now about the 79-year-old man who went to the 111th precinct in Bayside, pointed a gun at cops, and refused to drop it. That ended with the man being fatally shot by police in what may have been a case of suicide by cop. It turns out earlier on Tuesday, Emil Williams, who is from Great Neck, had been reported missing from his home with family members citing mental health issues. We've also learned that he worked as a physician assistant for VIP Community Services in the Bronx. Well, they issued a statement to the Daily News calling what happened a tragic event and extending condolences to the man's family. Plenty of unanswered questions in a case that resulted in an off-duty EMT not getting help in time.
The FDNY says one of their own, an EMS lieutenant, passed away during a medical emergency at his home as he was off duty. Monday afternoon, this lieutenant called 911 from his home on East 73rd Street, saying he was having trouble breathing. When first responders got there, they marked the call as unfounded and left. Hours later, his family found him inside and says he has passed away. They say an investigation is underway, and we could soon see changes to FDNY protocols in the future. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.